Patient name, Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Middle name, Rosales, R-O-S-A-L-E-S. And Mejia, M-E-J-I-A. Date of birth is 12/4/19. Date of service, 7/20/23. This is a three-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today after receiving a scratch from a cat. It happened earlier this afternoon. She said it originally bled a little bit. It doesn't appear to have actually punctured or gone through any of the dermis area, very superficial. Mom wanted to get her to get checked. She has no other symptoms. It has stopped bleeding at this point. It only bled for a very short time. Mom did not apply any medical cream or bandages, largely due to the fact that it was not needed, period, new paragraph. Respiration 16, pulse 90, temperature 98.9, oxygenating well at 100%, allergies none, current medication none, medical history none, surgical history bilateral eyes, social history negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad. Period in the paragraph. On examination, this is a delightful little girl. She's awake, alert, oriented, interacts well with me through the exam. She is playing on her mother's telephone. Period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Examination of that left forearm where there was an apparent scratch. It's very difficult to see where the scratch actually occurred. I see a couple of small red spots, but nothing ominous. The skin is intact. However, for precautionary sake, we will prescribe a antibiotic cream, Bactroban. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Cat scratch. Patient will receive Bactroban cream to be applied twice a day to the area in question. Mom's going to monitor for any additional redness, erythema, swelling. I fully expect no issues to be done with this. I've explained that to the mother, and they will return to clinic or call me if there is any subsequent issues.